Single-sex public schools could become commonplace under a landmark change in education policy being proposed by the Bush administration. Separate public schools for boys and girls were not uncommon during much of the last century, but the adoption 30 years ago of Title IX, which outlaws discrimination in education based on gender, forced most of them to go co-ed. However, a growing body of research suggests both boys and girls may do better when educated in separate classrooms. There are 12 public schools in the country that have met what many see as the burdensome regulatory requirements for single-sex education. One of them is Thurgood Marshall Elementary School in Seattle, Washington. Benjamin Wright is principal there and joins us from his office in the school. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Principal Wright, your school recently switched from co-ed classrooms to single-sex classrooms. What kind of results have you had?
This is our second year. The first year, we piloted the program in the fourth grade class because of the disparity that existed in terms of suspension. The ratio of boys to girls that was being suspended from the school was something like 5-1. And so the idea was to see if that would make a difference.
And it worked.
It really worked. We did not even expect any academic gains. We were just doing it to make sure that the discipline was taken care of. But once we made the switch, the boys were able to focus on academics, and so were the girls. But the boys, remarkably, on the Washington Assessment of Student Learning, shocked the state with what they did. Our boys went from being in the 10% to the 30% listening range to the 73%.
Wow.
They went from a reading average of about 20% to 66%. We outperformed the entire state in writing. Our boys did. They went from being in a low percentile of 20-something to 53% in writing. And our boys had been mulling around 10% in math. They went up to 27% in math.
And the girls improved their performance, too.
The girls improved their performance everywhere but math. They'd all stayed pretty much at the same level.
You know, one of the main criticisms of co-ed education is that the raging hormones and the sexual tension between teenage boys and girls is a distraction to education. But you're finding benefits in your school, which is, I believe, pre-K through fifth grade. Is that right?
That's correct. I think that we see kids start at a much younger age today. What I see today is that the boys became less then, and they started making excuses for not being excellent. Mm-hmm. And they tried to hold each other back. In a classroom where it's all boys, no one has to outperform the other one to impress the girl. This is an elementary school. The boy does not have to take on the teacher to show the girls that he's cool. We live in a hip-hop society right now for kids, and it's unfortunate, but that's where we live. So we have to take the school time, the learning time, and turn it into some meaningful time.
Now, at your school, boys and girls, they go to the same building. They,
yes, they
share
do.
The same staff and teachers.
They
have recess together, eat lunch together, those sorts of things?
Yes, they do.
But one of the criticisms of this change in policy proposed by the Bush administration is that it could lead to separate and unequal schools. Do you think that could be a problem?
I don't think it's something that one would overlook, but at the same time, I think that the regulation is such that, as I have read it, that there are enough safeguards that will take care of those problems if they do come up. I'll tell you one thing it has done for us. The boys can now sit in their sex education class and talk about things that are relevant to boys. The girls are not there, so they don't have to giggle about it. In our PE classes, the girls participate 100%. Prior to this change, the girls did not participate. They sat on the wall and watched the boys.
Mm-hmm.
This change is very significant for us. We need all our kids to participate. So we have seen a tremendous change and the way kids receive information and how they process it without girls and boys being in the same classroom.
Thanks very much, Principal Wright.
You're welcome.
Benjamin Wright is principal of Thurgood Marshall Elementary School in Seattle, Washington. Thurgood Marshall is one of just 12 public schools in the country with single-sex classrooms. A proposal from the Bush administration yesterday could make single-sex schools much more common.